Hey, everybody, welcome to the Clark Center for Civics, Politics, and Global Affairs. I'm your host, Max Clark. And today, our masterclass is going to be on our Miranda rights. Miranda rights, M-I-R-A-N-D-A, Miranda rights. And it's something that we've heard, on cop shows, or maybe we have actually witnessed it, or maybe the Miranda rights were recited to us. Maybe we happen to have contact with law enforcement and those rights may have been needed to be read to us. But we're just going to go into a little history on the Miranda rights and how it came to be. It's a case called Miranda v. Arizona in 1966. Ernesto Miranda, he was arrested for a violent crime in Phoenix, Arizona, and he was taken to a police station for questioning. Officers put him into an interrogation room where they questioned him for about 2 hours. They came out with a written confession that Miranda had signed. And the confession form included a tight paragraph saying the confession had been completely voluntary. And a tight paragraph, the paragraph that was typed saying that it was voluntary, it also said that Miranda had signed the confession saying that he committed this violent act with full knowledge of his legal rights, understanding any statement that he make may be used against him. Now, Miranda's confession was used against him in court and he was convicted of a serious crime. So, what's the issue here? Do the police need to inform a suspect of his Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights in order to use the suspect's confession at a trial? Well, here's the argument. The Fifth Amendment of the Constitution, of the United States Constitution, says that a person involved in a criminal case cannot be forced to be a witness against himself. In other words, only statements that are made voluntarily, may be used against you. Miranda argued that his confession was not voluntary because he had not been told about his right to remain silent. He was also not told about his right to a lawyer under the Sixth Amendment. So a lawyer was not present during the questioning. And for these reasons, Miranda argued that his confession should not have been used in court. So what was the decision of that case? Do police need to inform the suspect of his Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights in order to use the suspect's confession at a trial? And that answer is yes, because this will prevent police from illegally forcing confessions from people. At least that's what it's supposed to do. Okay. Now, the Supreme Court agreed with Miranda. It said that the Fifth Amendment right to remain silent is so basic that it doesn't even matter if a person already knows about this right. The right is not safeguarded unless officers tell people about it before the interrogation begins. Okay, this is how deep this is. They said they don't care if you know it. If you know about your right, for it to be safeguarded, officers must tell you about your rights before the interrogation begins. The court said this is especially true because the interrogation techniques used by law enforcement officers can be very intimidating. The court also said police must inform suspects of the right to have a lawyer present during the questioning. So technically, the right to a lawyer is a Sixth Amendment right. It is a Sixth Amendment right. Really, not even technically. It's a Sixth Amendment right. But the court said that a lawyer is absolutely necessary to protect a suspect's Fifth Amendment right to not testify against him or herself. That's because a lawyer can advise a suspect about what to say and what not to say during the questioning. Because Miranda's Fifth Amendment right was violated, the court reversed his conviction. Because Miranda's Fifth Amendment right was violated, the court reversed his conviction. So this is where we get the Miranda rights. People are often arrested and not read their rights. This happens all the time. It's happening right now. But this doesn't mean that you're free and clear. There's still a little work to be done in order to clear yourself from this miscarriage of justice. So the famous Miranda warning that you hear on detective shows, you know, and you know, you've heard it in real life, that comes from this case. Now, if the officers question you about reading your rights first, I'm sorry, if they question you without reading your rights first, nothing you say during the questioning can be used against you in court. I'll say it again. If officers question you without reading your rights first, nothing you say during the questioning can be used against you in court. Now, failing to read those rights again doesn't mean that the case will be automatically dismissed. Now, with Mr. Miranda, as it relates to him, he was put on trial a second time and convicted even without his confession. So, we know that even if your rights aren't read to you and you say something, the odds are enormous that would be used against you in court. That's just being objective about the situation. That's just how it is. Okay. But I'm just reading you the court case, the law as it is. Now, the Miranda rights or the Miranda warning, okay, the warning. And this is just part one of Miranda v. Arizona. We'll come back to part two and we'll break down the several parts of the Miranda warning or the Miranda rights. The Miranda warning says you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer and have him present with you while you are being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before any questioning if you wish. You can decide at any time to exercise these rights and not answer any questions or make any statements. Now, here's the kicker. Now, they give you your rights, and then at the end of it, they say they'll slip it in to where you can waive your rights to anything that they just previously said. So the waiver is, do you understand each of these rights I have explained to you? Do you understand each of these rights I have explained to you? Having these rights in your mind, do you wish to talk to us now? So even though you know you have the right to remain silent and anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law, you have a right to an attorney. Can't afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you. But with that in mind, with these rights in mind, do you wish to talk to us now? Under duress, you're innocent. Hey, you know what? I don't need a lawyer. I'm just tell you the truth. Never, ever, ever speak to law enforcement without a lawyer. Everybody, make sure you press the like button, make sure you press the subscribe button and hit the notification bell so you'll get notifications about masterclasses such as this, Miranda v. Arizona. Okay, this is only part one, okay? You can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram as well. Instagram at the Max Clark Show. I'm sorry, not the Max Clark Show. The Clark Center, CPGA. On Instagram at the Clark Center, CPGA. And Facebook, the Clark Center. All right, everybody. Love somebody, but more importantly, love yourself. And the most patriotic thing that you can do is to petition your government for your grievances. And remember, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent, of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Y'all have a good day. Peace.